Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we will drink a toast of the weekend. There's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Yeah. And today we celebrate Mom on a Bad Choice Friday with LL Cool J. LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out, taking on Mr. T.
Mother, there is no other like mother, so treat her right.
Ted, how are we doing on the voice? Does Mr. Mother, T have a chance?
I'll always love her.
Let's see.
Mother, so treat her right, treat her right.
I mean, he's got a chance, I guess.
It's not as bad as no. It's not looking good. If people are waiting, they need to come out of the woodwork now.
Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. Please vote for Mr. T. I want to hear this thing in its entirety.
I mean, what was that, 01 or 04? The Red Sox were down 3-0 to the Yankees in the ALCS. They did come back, but it's only happened once.
All right.
Every wrinkle.
Oh, you're reading the... I'm like, how'd you learn it this quickly?
I'm reading the lyrics, man.
Also, though, Mama Said Knock You Out was part of a great film.
Yeah. Thank God this was not. Mr. T, treat your mother right. LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. Another question. What's the story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? A couple other stories here.
Son is Mr. T, and he wrote that song for me.
I suppose there are more than a few times when it's best you leave your child right where they're at. Having your child have a little sleepover might be a lot less dangerous than having them in the car with you. And one woman is in a whole lot of trouble with police after picking up her child after hours, according to the Daily Mail. In El Paso County, police pulled a woman over for failure to indicate. Well, that's a pretty petty reason to pull someone over. In this case, the police may have saved some lives. The cops stopped the woman just short of 1:30 a.m. They believe the woman had been drinking and placed her in the police car. This is where the story now takes a turn. The woman told police that her reason for being on the road so late was that she was on her way to pick up her child.
Yeah.
She apparently made that claim several times. It was sometime after that, police decided to search her vehicle and found there was a 5-month-old child already in the back seat. So the cops then escorted her back to the car and showed her the child, while she claimed she did not know the infant was in the car.
Bad luck.
Our question, what was the story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Libby. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores. Hey, guys. So I have to preface this by saying that I absolutely love my mom, and we're best friends, and I respect her.
Uh-oh.
Give it to us.
She would hate me telling this story.
Great.
Okay, so her and my dad had gotten a divorce, and she was going to kind of reinvent herself. She's going back to college, and she did have a very good GPA. I think it was like she always was on the honor roll, but there was a reason for that. It's because she took uppers to study all the time. And we didn't really know about it at the time. You know, we discovered it later. This particular incident was a catalyst in that. And she had taken a bunch of uppers to study for a big test or something. I don't know exactly. And then she realized she had stayed up for too long. And I think she was probably up for like 3 days or something. And she needed to take some downers to try and bring herself down. And I came home from school. I was about like 15 years old. So this would put her in like her mid-30s or so. And she was like having a psychotic break. She was like going crazy, running around the house. And she like had this white piece of paper. She would have me hold it. She'd say, okay, close your eyes. And she'd have me put my hands out. And I put my hands out. She put the piece of paper on my hands, and she's like, now open them. And I opened them, and she's like, I'm gone, right? I disappeared. And she, like, was so convinced that she would disappear when she put this random piece of paper on my hands.
Now, what are you thinking at this point? Because you're just walking into this. What's going through your mind?
You know, she was a little kooky sometimes throughout my youngster years, so I was still kind of thinking maybe she was just being a little loopy or something. And I just started playing with her. So I just, like, was like, Mom, you're crazy. And, like, I started blasting Dave Matthews Band, that song Crazy. And I was like, you're crazy. What's going on? And, like, my older brother, thankfully, he was there. He was a couple years older than me. And he called the ambulance, and they came, and they took her to, like, a mental institution, and they thought that she was trying to kill herself. They pumped her stomach. So they held her for, like, 48 hours or something. We couldn't even see her.
What was she on? Was she taking white crosses? Was she taking like ephedrine or trucker speed?
You know, it could have been. I think it was legal because she didn't really have any contacts that could get her anything that was illegal. I knew she did Adderall and stuff like that.
All right, well,
like diet pills, but it was probably trucker speed. You're probably right.
So, before Adderall even showed up, I mean, like what Miles is talking about, every corner store where I grew up sold that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know what? I never did study for a test where I wasn't on speed.
Always.
I was in college. I was up all night because I procrastinated. I'd start studying. There was a study hall that was open all night long. There was also a Taco Bell there that was open all night long. So that was like the study hall. So we'd just go there. We'd eat as much speed as we could. We'd stay up all night. We'd roll in. We'd take the test.
So let me, my question is, the mom disappears for 2 days. You can't even see her. What is it like when she gets back home? I mean, is it brought up? Does everyone act like nothing happened or what?
No, it was pretty intense. Like, we did end up going to visit her after, like, they held her for more than 2 days. She was just in isolation for, like, two days.
Ah, okay.
And then she had a boyfriend at the time, so he was kind of taking care of us, and our dad was around. But, yeah, I brought her, like, a photo album and stuff. She had a serious breakdown. But after that, she became a drug and alcohol counselor. So,
all right. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, man? Takes one to know one.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, seriously. I don't want to talk to a drug and alcohol counselor
who's done neither.
Never been addicted to anything.
Yeah. Wow.
That is crazy.
Didn't expect that for the story.
No.
But all right.
What's a story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hello, Leith. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy Friday, guys.
Hola. Positive Friday.
Yes. So I was probably about 4 or 5 years old, and my mother was in the restroom. She's been gone 32 years now, but she was in the restroom, and all of a sudden, all you hear is a bloody, blood-curdling scream and yelling for somebody to come and help her. And so I ran down in the bathroom and got on my stomach and had my elbows on the floor with my hands holding my head up and watched a centipede crawling in between my mother's legs on the floor, and she kept screaming, there's a bug with a million legs. There's a bug with a million legs.
That was her issue?
Yes, was the centipede.
So did you ever, quote unquote, help her, or did you just let the thing wander through?
I let the thing wander through. I thought it was funny.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't hurting nobody, so.
Is she scared of most bugs, or was this particular centipede creepy looking?
I think she was just afraid of most bugs.
Okay.
Honestly.
Where were you living at the time?
We were living in Tacoma.
Okay. I was saying, I've never seen a centipede up here.
I haven't yet.
Yeah,
no.
So I didn't know if that was, because they seem to be a little bit more, man, the ones in Africa.
How big are these things?
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, you could stop right there.
I
would just say
African centipede.
I mean, man. Yeah, it just seems like it's going to be bigger, and like it stands up.
For a second, you think it's a snake. You really believe it's a snake. And then you're like, oh my. Then you see thousands of legs working, you know. Together. Are they venomous, or are they just huge?
You know what? They're
because I want to say in South America,
I touched one with a stick, and it coiled up into a perfect circle.
Really?
It looked like a Lollapalooza kind of thing. You know,
okay.
Like a jerk, and just that's how it protects itself.
Okay.
So that was pretty weird. But, man, they are so big. And you always have to check your bed you have to check your bed.
Did you ever find anything in your bed when you checked
it? No.
Are you talking about this, Miles? You talking about the African millipede?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, look at this thing. I mean, it's huge.
That's a big dude.
God. I mean, it's well, anyway. But, you got to check your bed for those black mambas, spiders.
Yeah.
But you really do. You need to look into your pillowcase. This is not a joke. Like, you got to look in there, man. Like, you got to look in your pillowcase. Like, is there anything in there?
What's it going to whisper in your ear in the middle of the night?
All right, so here you go.
Hi, Miles.
It's not venomous.
No, they're just creepy looking, dude.
Yes.
But it does secrete an irritating fluid from its pores on their body, which causes skin discoloration, burning, irritation, especially in the eyes and mouth.
Mm-hmm. But they're not venomous. So what are they, toxic?
No, you can't touch them. Like, it's like a jellyfish.
All right. Yeah. Look, there's no chance I touch that thing. That's a letter. If I see that, I know.
They're everywhere.
I am not going to. You might touch me, but I will not voluntarily touch you.
They're everywhere.
There's no chance.
Yeah. Pangolins apparently love them. What's a story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, that changes everything. I always trust the taste of a penguin.
Yeah, I mean, look at that thing.
Oh, well, they like it.
It looks like an alien. So now you know.
That's true.
It's a highly trafficked animal.
Yes, it is.
It is, for odd reasons.
Oh, shouldn't have done that.
I know, it's the first thing I think.
It's all I can see is Randy.
Yeah, giving it to it. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, man. Okay, so this has probably been, I think this is back in the mid-late 80s down in Texas. I was a little kid. But so it starts out with my dad. He used to be a truck driver, and he used to work on his CBs when he'd get home. And I don't know if you guys know, but sometimes the CB radio will be picked up over like neighbors' TVs or radios, and they talking.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's doing that. He's testing it out, you know, one night real late and everything. And I guess the neighbor could hear it on his TV, and he's getting all upset. And instead of calling my mom and dad, he calls the police. So a police officer shows up sometime around like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And as soon as my dad opens the door, police officer just walks right into the house, right into the living room, and is like, we got some complaints from the neighbors, blah, 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 blah. And while he's going on his spiel, my dad starts smiling and kind of chuckling, and the officer's like, well, what's funny? Do you think this is funny? And my dad's like, no, but I think you should turn around. And my mom is standing there with a 12-gauge shotgun right to the back of the police officer's head. And she's like, you got 5 seconds to leave, or you're not ever going to leave again.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Is there any follow-up to that?
No, actually, the police officer just left, and we never heard anything again about the situation.
Damn. Wait, hang on. Let me get this straight. Your dad's on the CB radio.
Yeah.
And he's talking about what?
I don't know. He's probably just like talking with his buddies, or sometimes he did this thing called Skip, which is where he could actually hear China and other countries and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he was doing some high powered boosting signal thing. And anyway, it was just like random stuff, testing the CB, talking with his buddies.
And then the cop just shows up.
Because the neighbor complained.
Right.
Yeah.
And your mom has a shotgun at the cop's head, and the cop just leaves.
Well, he did walk in without really permission. So my mom kind of had.
Took advantage of.
Yeah.
I get that. I don't know. I can't imagine drawing a weapon on a police officer.
Yeah. Hence, that's the story.
You can't.
Yeah, I was saying, that ain't work. I got a paper airplane. I'm getting gunned down.
No, it's crazy.
Right, yeah. My mom was kind of known as a tough lady. I get my shoulders from my mom. Let's put it that way. I got like footballer shoulders, and I get them from her.
Yes. Okay. Sounds beautiful.
Back in not the same, but similar. Back in Maryland, wife was working with a woman who had just had a baby. She comes back to work, so she was gone for a while, maternity leave and all that stuff. So she comes back, they're friends. And I had actually at one point in time been to their home for like a cookout they had, or whatever, one of those town home deals in Maryland. But she was very nice. Her husband was very cool, too. It turns out that her husband, and I believe it was when she was pregnant or it started, whatever, was actually having an affair with a neighbor.
All right.
And they would, they both had dogs, and they would meet up.
Meet up at the dog park or whatever.
They would do their dog walk together. That's kind of how they hooked up. How he got busted was that they had a baby monitor in the kids' room.
Okay.
Where, like, you take the little walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
You can move them around depending on where you are so you can hear the kid in the crib and all that stuff. Well, somehow, I don't know, it was like a cordless phone. It was a landline phone, but a cordless phone.
Yeah.
So he either called her or she called him.
And went
over. He picked up the phone, and it went over the baby monitor as they were talking in the kids' room. And that's how she found out that her husband was cheating on her. And this is a newborn. This is like, you know.
Right.
This kid's fresh out of the oven. And so she had to, she basically left her husband. As soon as she had a baby, left her husband, got a divorce. And it was like, boom, 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 boom. And it was all because of the baby monitor picking up
that wireless stuff, man. When we were working on AM stations back in Baltimore, running a sports station. Ted, I don't know if you remember this. It wouldn't happen when we were in studio, but because it was a sports station, a lot of remotes would happen, right? You send guys out to, you know, so-and-so sports bar, and a bunch of people show up, or your training camp, or whatever. So the stuff that sends the signal from the location back to the station where we are, if anyone drove by in a truck and they were on the CB, it completely took out our broadcast.
Oh, really?
Right, for the length of time. But the thing is, you're in the middle. Oh, we have an interview with Ray Lewis. Ray tells about, yeah, we got the Smokies on the... for about 10 seconds. And so people will call and bitch and moan. And when you're working the board, like, look, if you're working the board, you're at the low man on the totem pole, you get paid the least, it is a freaking Sunday, nobody else wants to do it. So when you call to complain, you're talking to the person that has the least ability to do anything about your problem. But I was getting phone call after phone call telling me how stupid I am. You guys are so stupid. I can hear every truck driver. And I'm like, dude, like, I know, man, but there's nothing you can do.
It was so small that, like, you know, if it was the Navy Football Network or a Ravens game, you could call up the actual, like, this machine called the Zephyr, right?
Mm.
Which had a very good connection. But a lot of the stuff we did was just on basically, like, a teleline, which was just, like, a fancy phone line.
Right? Yeah.
And you're right. Those things dropped out all the time.
You could get angry phone calls.
They also had a Marty thing that you could, like, beam a signal back to the radio station. You're basically on the same, you're real close to emergency. So to the point where I remember doing a remote from Kroger, man, and whoever it was, EMTs, police, fire. Like, the breaks were only 60 seconds.
Did it take over the broadcast?
Completely. So there were times where it was just, you know, the Marty's already, it's on the entire time you're there.
Yeah.
So you can hear it in cue. You can hear it in your head when you're not on. But you go live, you're like, just guys, shut up. Just
please
shut
stop
up.
Talking.
Shut up for 6 seconds.
Gunshot victim bleeding out. Like, exactly. I mean, there's just nothing you can do.
What, that was before cell phones. So.
Yes.
What's a story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I'm back in high school, and I'm at my end-of-the-year soccer party. And this felt like one of the more classy parties. We were at the Tacoma Lawn Tennis Club.
Ah.
If I've ever been there, yeah. And, I mean, it's just really nice. It's got, like, nice landscaping and, you know, the pool, and we're all just, you know, everyone's kind of well-to-do with the soccer scene and everything. And one of the dads had rode his new, like a road bike down from his house. And my mom, being, you know, interested in anything active, she just really wanted to check out this bike. And I remember him looking at her strangely when she asked, because she starts to, like, get on the bike. And, of course, she's not going to adjust anything for her size. And I don't know if it had some sort of, like, electric component to it or something, but she starts to ride this bike and loses control and just rides it right into the pool.
Oh, Jesus. Were there people in the pool?
Yeah, my soccer teammates, people are in the pool, and she just rode it.
Did it fry the electronic part of the bike?
Well, that's what I'm not remembering. I don't know if it had any electric component and if that's why she lost control, but
what was the distance that she covered to take this thing into the pool?
Oh, only like probably less than 10 feet. That's what was so funny about it.
So she got on this guy's bike and drives it directly into the pool with her on it.
Pretty much, because she gets on it and she immediately loses control. And I think it was just too big for her, so she couldn't just put a foot down and stop herself. So she's just trying to, like, I don't know. She didn't know the brakes. She didn't know anything.
What did the guy do? Because, I mean, this is his new roadster, right? And now it's sitting at the bottom of a pool.
Yeah. I believe he helped her get out. I mean, he was nice about it. I don't think he didn't start yelling at her or anything, but it was just one of the most awkward moments because no one really wanted to laugh, but no one's going to scold her either.
But how could you not laugh? Tell me you laughed, man. I mean, there's no way you can hold that in.
Right, well, we didn't want to laugh in her face. We had to make sure she was, like, all right. I mean, I don't know. I watch a lot of Seinfeld, and I always compare it to, like, it was a total Kramer moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure that dude's pissed, but obviously she didn't mean to do it, so you're nice, and you help her out of the water, but just, like,
still like
he
one,
was pissed.
This is too much.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I mean, there's nothing you can do, but he was pissed.
I think, you know, that's one of those times, sorry, Miles, you just gotta, it seems rude at the time, just, no, you can't ride it.
No.
Like, I just got it. You're gonna screw it up.
It's like when you have a friend over or a relative or somebody you know is coming over and you just kind of get rid of all the things that you know are valuable in case they'll steal it or
or
they
break
might break
it,
something
yeah.
or just like, you're like, do not touch the remote.
I mean, I did it to your Transformer.
In no time.
I thought I was playing with it correctly. But I remember as a kid, I would do that all the time, and I always felt bad.
You broke your Transformers?
No, like, I just had a bad streak of breaking stuff that wasn't mine.
Yeah.
Like, to the point, like, I had a couple friends that were like, we're not playing with those. Like, why? It's like, because you broke them the last time. Like,
okay.
Right. Oh, no, I have associates, people that I've been married to, people that I've known, where I still go to dinner, and I'm like, they're going to knock that glass over. I mean, they're talking like 10 Italians.
Right.
All together. I mean, just hands just swinging all over the place. There's champagne flutes and all this stuff. You know, you're at brunch and you're just like, man, bowling for dollars. Here we go. Who's going to be the first person to do this? Because it's not going to be me. And I'm watching this happen. And then bang, it happens. I'm like, I knew it.
Yep.
I didn't say anything, but I just go, I knew it. You knew what? I knew
dude, my buddy
knock
you ran
over.
Into the other night. He's a big dude. Talks with his hands. Now, to his credit, he doesn't knock them over. But when he's drinking wine or champagne, It drives me up a wall.
Because you're just waiting for
him. No, he's so good at it. Let's say this is a wine glass. It's like, he's doing Tai Chi around it on purpose.
Yeah.
What's the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Mother of Texas has been arrested after allegedly taking alcoholic Jell-O shots to her fifth grader school Christmas party. 15 students consumed the holiday-themed shots. They were laid out on a table with other treats at Jones Elementary School in Tyler, December 20th. And nearly all reported having stomach aches, headaches. Some people vomited. One student told police he vomited twice at school that day. Another student said he had 6 Jell-O shots, got dizzy, and fell down. And he also said he felt like he couldn't get back on his feet.
Yeah.
Teresa Bernal, 33, purchased the Jell-O shots from a home-based business she found on Facebook. She told a Tyler Independent School District police officer that she only learned they contain alcohol after children consumed them. In my opinion, there's no way Bernal could have missed the fact the Jell-O shots contain drinking alcohol, according to the officer, noting the business that sold the shots has a disclaimer stating that they contain vodka. And the owner of the business claimed that she had ordered the shots on purpose. Nearly all the shots were gone by the time school staff realized the issue. Some teachers told police they found it odd that a parent would bring Jell-O shots to a class party.
It is odd.
But trusted that the parent volunteer at the school would not introduce anything harmful. She was booked into jail before posting $75,000 bond. Our question, what is the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
A very positive Friday to you guys with copious amounts of liquor and whores.
You as well. Yes, thank you.
You betcha. Hey, long time listener. First time caller. Love your guys' show. You make every afternoon better, funnier, and just more enjoyable.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you, man.
You guys rock. So, my mom, God rest her soul, would never want this story told. So, let's just say I had one of those brothers that, when he was young, it was a known and unknown thing that he smoked a lot of reefer.
Okay.
And, you know, it was just kind of, parents looked the other way. It wasn't really a problem. Well, then my mom adopted a puppy. And my brother goes, Mom, whatever you do, please, please keep the dog out of my bedroom. So absolutely, with the last name of Murphy, that dog finds his way into his room, crawls under her bed, and proceeds to take all of his stash, rip the bags apart, and spread it all over his floor. My mom comes home and finds this. Being the woman of action that she was, grabs the vacuum cleaner, places a brand new bag on the vacuum cleaner, vacuums it up, and rebaggies it for him and puts it back.
Are you kidding me?
No. Thrill, I swear to God, every time people have the argument, who's the coolest mom? I'm like, hey, just save your breath. You're looking at the guy with this coolest mom in the world.
Dude, that alone, I can't imagine. I mean,
that's crazy.
Even if my mother were cool with me smoking pot in the house, which she was not, it would have been, hey, the dog ate your stash. We need to have a conversation.
Yes.
It would not have been, hey, man, here's a fresh bag. Mm-hmm. Let me suck it up and put it back. That's unreal.
Yeah. You have drugs in this house? You have drugs in my house.
Yeah, suddenly it goes from this to mine. Right. Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, you don't really even live here. Like, we don't even know you. That's basically how they talk to you when you do stuff like that. Like, you're lucky that we even feed you.
What's a story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I was told many a time I'm a guest in this house.
You're a guest, dude.
A guest! I guess.
You got to do it to them yet?
No, I mean, I've dropped some heavy logic on them from time to time. I'm not a big yeller with the kids, right? I yell at anybody. I don't yell at the kids, but we will have the come-to-Jesus moment, dead calm, and just give them the facts.
With your parents.
Oh, with my parents?
I've done it to my mom when she stays in my place.
Oh, this is my house?
Hey, my house, my rules.
That's right.
Well, you know, I haven't had to. They're pretty respectable.
Yeah, right back at you.
Hey, remember, we're playing the silent game, Mom. Till Ted has coffee.
Addressing me by my kids.
No,
dude, your parents.
Yeah. Yeah, you never. I like
this house.
I haven't yet. I haven't yet.
We don't. Hey, Mom, in this house, we say please and thank you.
That's what we do. You should have taught me that, you savage. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Doing great, man.
Cool, man. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So we're at Hood Canal. It's summertime. I'm in first time in a kayak.
How old are you?
I was probably 35.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, how old am I? Yeah, at the time. My kid and his cousin were 5-6 years old, were swimming, and my mom's watching them from the beach. I'm struggling about 100 feet offshore, trying to keep an eye on everything, and all of a sudden a bunch of jellyfish float in, and my kid and my son and his cousin crawl onto the beach, and they are writhing in pain. They look like they're struggling. They're rolling around in pain. My mom jumps up, runs over there, assesses the situation, and decides to straddle her grandson like she's getting on a chopper, and pees all over his leg.
Oh, no.
That's a myth.
The sheer terror, what I'm seeing with my eyes, and I'm trying to take this kayak back to shore, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? Why is my mom straddling? And she left my cousin, her nephew, just like hanging out there, rolling around in pain. I finally get to shore, and I get a towel, and I drag him into the car, and I take him back to my aunt's house or her cabin. It's like 15 minutes away. And I get there, and she's like, what's going on? And he's trying to regulate and breathe. And she decides, she's the only one there. It's a little old cabin in the woods. She decides, I'll get the vinegar. She starts lathering vinegar and toothpaste all over him. Let's take him to this little trailer we're staying in on the property, try to get him to calm down, and he just passes out.
How old was he at the time? 5 or 6, you said?
5, 6.
Now, does he remember this?
I think he blocked it out, which is a good thing because I was worried he'd never want to go in the water again.
I don't mean the jellyfish. I mean Grandma.
Oh, yeah. So the funny thing is I was struggling. I'm a salesperson, and I was struggling with this account five times, meeting and IT people just sitting on their computers, and they're like, how's your weekend? I was like, well, and the head of their IT department was the one we kind of had to crack through for a big account. So I was like, well, I don't know if you guys have kids, but my mom just peed on my kid over the weekend on the beach in front of a bunch of people. And she looked up and just like, it broke her. And we got the deal like a week later.
You got your mom to thank for that one.
What is the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Now, Mike, you pointed out that that is a myth. You know, urinating on the jellyfish thing. And we've all learned that it is a myth. My bigger question is, how did it become a thing? Like, how did this spread? Sure. What is the source of this? Hey, pee on it.
I remember heard from, that, right? Was it Seinfeld or Friends? One of those, they had like an episode where they did it in, and that was the first time I had heard of it.
Like, I'd heard of it. Not that jellyfish were a fear of mine, but I just thought that was a thing. Then you find out it's a myth. So I'm like, okay, how did this start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got somebody, I'm going to pee on you.
Like, you were never worried about jellyfish?
Not much. I mean, typically, you know, on the East Coast, because there are a lot of jellyfish, you know, they always had the red flag up or whatever.
Well, right. So it depends on when you go. Like, if you go to
late August.
I was going to say, right, once you get to August, because I remember as a kid.
Don't get in the water.
There was sometimes where it would just be like, yeah, it was like, we would just rather swim in the pool at the beach.
Absolutely.
You'd go sit on, but there were so many of them.
I mean, you know, jellyfish is like, man, they're hard to see. I don't know how it is anywhere else. In Maryland, they were not hard to see. Because, like, there were so many. It looked like egg drop soup out there, man.
Yeah, I mean, to me, as a kid, part of the going to the beach for a week was you got sunburned and eventually you got stung by a jellyfish.
those are the goals.
What is the story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sage. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch alive.
Hola.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep it short, sweet, but I don't want to give off too many spoily, juicy details. But my gosh, I was a junior in high school, and my brother was a freshman. And man, time flies. And so, anyways, this kid and me being a reckless punk that I was, I decided to get in my head. I'm going to do something drastic and violent. Set the stage, you know, send a message. And so I kind of geared my backpack with what I was going to use. And I go to school the next day, and naturally on the bus, like a big dork, I tell a couple of buddies, hype it up, right? And it's grimdark by now because now people are gossiping about it. But come before lunchtime, you know, I'm being confronted by officers and a teacher at the locker room. They, you know, they turn you inside out. They do their due diligence. They find my stiffs. And, you know, I go down with a bad rumor amongst the kids. I'm expelled. And 2 weeks later, my mom's now dating the superintendent.
Your mom started dating the superintendent.
Yeah.
And it didn't help you at all.
You know, next thing I know, I'm back in school. That same school district, that same school.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not that big of a threat.
Yeah. And your mom really liked
just like Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Took it to heart. Yeah.
What's a story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Forrest Gump mama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get
back in there. Yeah, got no problem.
She watched that film and said, I could fix my son's problems.
Thank you, Sally Field. Hello. Hello, Rebus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
Right? Positive Friday.
So, my mom is about as Catholic a person as you can possibly get. She does Bible studies every day.
Every day?
Oh, yeah.
You ask what she still doesn't get? Because I get mad with my kid. Like, bro, you've been working on this for a week. How do you not understand this?
I don't know. It's a passion with her. But, I mean, she does that. She was the outreach minister at the church. But when she went to a retreat with some nuns at one point, which always sounded incredibly fun to me, but she found out that the nuns would swear.
And oh, really?
So she decided, yes, she decided that if it's okay for the nuns, it's okay for my kids. And so she created Swear Hour.
And so the hour before my dad would get home from work, we could say anything we wanted to as far as swear words go. I was 13. I thought it was ridiculously stupid because if I wanted to swear, you know, I could just swear at school or wherever I wanted to.
Right.
And I wasn't a swearing kind of person anyway. One of my sisters absolutely refused to do it. And to the day that she died, you know, never swore at all. But one of my other sisters was teaching my youngest sister, who was maybe six ever.
Jeez. And don't curse.
My mom does not want to admit this happened, but every once in a while we'll bring it up because every single one of us, you know, in the family, we all remember it. And my dad was totally clueless about it. And he was a longshoreman, so it wouldn't, I mean, he probably would have laughed about it at the time, but for some reason we had to stop the moment he pulled into the driveway.
Yeah, but safe side, man. That's all.
Yep.
That's all I tell my kids. I'm like, look, you're at the age. I know you cuss. I know you guys say a lot of things. I know you guys have a lot of theories. Here's the deal. You don't get to do it in front of me.
Right.
That's all. And I respect that. I'm like, look, be a kid. That's the fun of being a kid. But as long as I don't find out or as long as I don't hear it. Although, that said, every once in a while they'll ask for permission because they got a joke. Nine times. Because I always tell them. It better be funny, depending what the first letter is. Because like, what's first? Like H. I'm like, I don't care about hell, right? But as you track up to an F, I'm like, how funny is this? Most of the time, they are funny. My son now, just from experience, would be like, you know, it's not funny enough for me to say this in front of you. I'm like, hey, good looking out, bro. That's all I want from you. You know, seriously, just play it smart.
Discretion. What is a story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Catherine. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
I want to give a shout out to my mom, who I made the mistake of telling I was going to be flaming her on live radio. And she asked me what the station was so she could listen. So, hi, Mama.
Nice. We got a new listener.
Why did you tell her?
Well, it's not the worst story out there, but she's, you know, kind of let me have it for years, so I figure I'll embarrass her publicly for once, like I've been doing to her forever. So.
All right.
So, basically, I'm a bit of a, kind of the same as Thrill, but reverse. I'm the oldest child, but my younger sibling is the more achieved one, the one that's got their stuff together more, the one that didn't disappoint the parents, basically.
Yeah.
Whenever I would disappoint my mother, which is constant, she would let me know that the first child is like the first pancake you make. It's always a throwaway.
Oh damn. Wow. Mom would have come back.
You throw away your first pancake?
Well, I don't, but apparently she does.
I normally nail it.
I feel like that first pancake gets screwed up a lot.
You don't throw it away, but you don't it doesn't get put on a plate.
I put it to the side and I don't give it to the kids. I kind
of never. It's at the bottom of the pile one, inevitably.
It is, but the first one, it looks bad enough even the kids are like, I'm going to go ahead and skip that one.
The hell's wrong with that one?
Damn, Dad.
It's effed up, Dad.
What the F? So what else has your mother done?
I mean, she just, you know, deservedly gave me a hard time for most of my life, which is fair because I was the more rebellious, non-traditional, trouble-causing child. So she would just basically her way of getting back at me was to make digs like that. I have giant feet, so she would call me Shrek feet growing up. That was good for the self-esteem.
Stop around.
Clear, since we're alive, she is a lovely mother. Our way of
sounds
loving
like a
each
Shrek.
Other is to talk S. about each other.
Well, who? So, where do you get your big ass feet from, there, Shrek?
Oh, my father. My father is like 6'6" or something with size 15 feet.
Well, so you know, so you know what your mom likes.
Yeah. Yeah. Size 15 shoe.
How much did it cost as a kid to buy the shoes from Ronald?
Oh man,
Jesus!
Come on. I am Ted's pilot.
Oh, that's over the line.
You can only get shoes in the Nordstrom Rack. And that one bin.
Or Clowns Are Us.
Exactly. You ever walk over there and look at those things like, who in the hell can fit into these?
Well, what do you guys wear?
There's somebody out there.
I'm a 13.
13, yeah.
I mean, I'm like 11 or 12.
I mean, but they have like 15ers in there, 16.
I've seen the 22.
You could have Nordstrom Rack. 22. And you're just like, man. How does your foot actually? I want to see this person come in here.
I've seen one guy one time, and he was looking at 17s, not 22s, but It looked like an NBA player. He obviously wasn't because he's a Nordstrom Rack. But I'm like, this guy's legitimately.
I'd be the only person to find shoes.
I would almost guarantee it, man. But he was like debating between like three different pairs. I'm like, God, this size 17.
I went to high school with a guy. He had to order special, like special order because they were so big.
What size did he wear?
I forget. But I mean, like, they had never heard of one that big. I know if you go to the University of South Carolina, if you take like the stadium tour, they have a shoe. I swear to God, it's this big. And it's like from some lineman that played there years ago. But the kid I went to high school with, his dad helped out with the football team. And his dad was my height or shorter.
Okay.
James was a big man with these giant feet. So his buddy Darius one day, we just said, because the mom had long been gone.
Yeah.
And we just said, like, his dad's so small. And he goes, his mom was a big woman.
Oh.
Oh. I just tell you saw his dad. Either they're lying to James, and that's not his dad, or right. His mother must have been huge.
Large.
Huge.
Yeah. Coming up, the return of Ted versus the FCC at 4:35, and we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.